Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby got engaged over the weekend, man.
Congratulations.
I mean, wait to hear this. This dude is like one of the most solid guys you'd ever meet in your life. We call him Superman, but his name is Grant.
He's on the phone.
But I call him, he looks like Clark Kent.
He does.
So. No, and I'm such a geek that I'm like, yeah, he's my Superman. Yeah.
Hey, Grant, congratulations, man.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you.
This, Jen, you've got to go through each and every phase of this whole thing because there really is a lot of subtext here. They almost broke up right before they got engaged.
That's true. I have never been more mad at him ever than I was on Saturday. So you want me to start over, like tell the whole thing over again?
Yeah, definitely, because anybody listening now probably wasn't listening at like 6 o'clock this morning because we stumbled on this morning. She was going to surprise us at like 7 this morning, and we forced her into it accidentally.
Yeah.
Oops.
I had hid the ring in my purse and was going to surprise them at 7 o'clock when Bert was going to throw it to me for the entertainment buzz. I mean, Grant and I even talked about it this morning, how I had it all planned out in my head how I was going to go. And then Jeff had gotten a text from his wife, Jessica, who was out of town this weekend with some of her friends, said, did Jen Hobby get engaged? So he brings that up in studio, and Bert's like, oh, that's funny. We got to talk about that on the air.
The thing was, is I think she had gotten it, because you had told your best friends after it happened this weekend.
Yes, yes.
So she
had
obviously heard it, but then she knows our on the air rule.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like certain things only come up on the air. So I think she asked that. And then when I asked for...
Because Jeff hates not knowing information.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was just I was mad because I said to her, why would you ask? And she didn't even address the question. And I'm like, well, that's like, and she's like, well, I just didn't think it was important. Like, that's like saying, hey, Bert, are you moving to Miami? Why do you ask? Oh, don't worry about it. And I'm like, what do you mean don't worry about it? And it never dawned on me, because I'm a guy, that there would be any validity to what
truth
she was saying.
It, yeah.
Never even occurred to me.
So tell us about this day.
Okay. So, so the plan was, we were going to go to Grant's cabin. He has a cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, and that was our plan for Saturday. We had had a big dinner with a bunch of friends over on Friday night, and then we were packing up Saturday, going to go enjoy the cabin.
It's his underground lair where kryptonite can't get to him.
That's correct.
And so I was all excited about it. You know, I grew up every summer going to the mountains. It's like my favorite thing to do. I was way into it. It was just going to be me and him, take the dog, and go. I was so excited about it. So that morning we wake up and he's like, oh, I've got so much to do because we have a big trip to Europe planned. And he's like, I have so much to do before we go. I'm just feeling overwhelmed. And I was like, I'm getting so irritated. But I'm like, okay, I get that. I get overwhelmed with my to-do list too. Let's just go. Let's knock it out. Fine. Well, and then do you want to go to this part where you spring it on me that we have to go to one of your work events?
Well, we were, I acted like I got a phone call from someone, and I acted as if it was a teacher, and I said, hey, you know, honey, we need to go to the high. They're expecting me to be there. I don't want to disappoint the kids. So she didn't really buy it.
No, I didn't buy it at all. I was mad. I was real mad. And so we were driving down there, and I thought we weren't in the mountains because we were supposed to be getting stuff done, and then we weren't getting stuff done. We were going to some work thing for him, and he's like, so we were supposed to go to the high museum, which... Now, in hindsight, I know that's the place where we had our first date, and we were supposed to go there for a student exhibit of student artwork, and so that's why we were going down there, and I was just fiery mad I was like, you have made this a priority and not our time together, and I was just like, I was really, really mad on the way down there. Did you think that I was, like, going to ruin the whole thing?
Well, you know, I had my brother was down there because my brother was trying to hide a few folks and help me out, and I sent my brother a text message, and I said... She's being a little bit difficult. We might be late.
At any point did it dawn on you, Jen, that like the high, the romanticness
no,
of the first
I actually
date and all
said,
that?
No, I said to him, I said, I am really mad that we are going back there under these circumstances.
Oh, no.
I would think it's funny. Grant, I don't know if you thought it was funny, but I would think that to me, that would tip me off like, oh, okay, well, this is
she
definitely
really
going to be a
know.
Surprise.
It's going to be a surprise if she's still
yeah,
here.
I knew that we had the surprise part down. It was the time, the three or four times she told me that we weren't going. And as right as we pulled into the high parking lot, she says, you go inside. I'm going for a walk.
Oh no.
Jamie, I want to go inside?
Because
no.
You're so fired up at this point.
I was so mad, and I didn't think I could fake it in front of his students and teachers and whoever I thought I was supposed to go meet and put on the happy face. And I was like, I'm just going to go for a walk. I would so much rather just go for a walk, blow off some steam, you go do whatever requirement you have to do, and then meet back afterwards. He's begging me. He's like, please come with me. It's really important. And I was just so mad because it was so unlike you to do that.
Yeah, I had to play my trump card, and guys, you can appreciate this. I said, Jen, I go to a lot of events with you. Would you please go to this one? Please.
Oh, nice.
Bam.
Good call.
He was like, I go to everything with you. And I was like, oh, that's true. That's
checkmate.
True. I do drag him to a lot of stuff.
That was checkmate at that point.
Nice.
So anyway, so we get to the High Museum. I'm still really mad. Can I tell them about the text that I sent to Jamie?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
So I
no, sure,
am...
go ahead, bury me completely. That's totally cool.
So he's waiting for the student and teacher, which really was the student's dad, but mm-hmm. I didn't know that when they showed up. So we're waiting, and they're a little bit behind us. So we're standing, we're in the lobby of the High Museum, and I'm like mad, and I like won't get over it, and I go buy water, and I'm just mad. And I'm like, God, I need a break from him this afternoon. So I text my friend Jamie, and I'm like, hey, girl, what are you doing? Are you in town? Like, I might need some girl time later. Grant and I are in our biggest argument ever. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. If this
no.
is your biggest argument ever, then y'all will be fine.
Well, the relationship's still very new.
And this whole time, I'm trying to figure out, should I say something nice to put her in a better mood? And I just decided at that point I shouldn't say anything. Nothing.
It's a smart move right there.
Nothing was going to work. So I send her that message. I meet the student and the supposed art teacher. We go upstairs. We're trying to find the exhibit. And we go into this.
She still says it with some anger. Than the supposed art teacher.
Right. Well, that's how I was feeling at the time. I mean, you should have seen my body language. I was arms folded, hip out, pouting. I was so mad that we were not in the North Georgia Mountains and that we were there. So anyway, so do you want to tell them about the third floor, like getting up there and how?
Yeah, we took the elevator up to the third floor, and we had some friends had helped me by putting a, I had a picture of us that we had put next to this. Jen, why don't you tell me about that one particular room?
Okay, so that room is where we were on our first date when I told him later that's where he finally relaxed. He was kind of nervous.
On the first date.
On the first date, we're in this one room with this art exhibit, and it's a lot of contemporary art, so we were kind of joking about, like, how is a red circle art, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
with the blue canvas.
Do you think he was tense because were you being such a raging biatch on your first date as well?
No, it was actually really nice on the first
date. Oh, seriously? The third floor?
Yeah.
What's that, Grant?
She was much more pleasant on the first date. In fact, I even tried to remind her about all the, you know, all the fun times we had. Hey, remember the last time we were here? We went here. We went there at the High. She's like, I don't want to talk about any of that.
She's just not having any of it, man. She doesn't know, but she's blowing this engagement, man.
I had no. I mean, that's. I was really truly surprised because I had no idea. I was so mad. So anyway, so he tries to take me to this room where we had sat during the first date in front of this green. It's called Green Curve. Right, this thing at the High Museum, and that was the first time we sat on a bench in front of it, and we kind of laughed, and it sort of like warmed up was the moment, you know, that was the moment I was like, I really like him, like we're really having a great time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's trying to get me.
I can't wait to teach him, like, treat him like crap. It's going to be so much fun.
He's trying to get me back into that room. Even the curator at the High Museum was like, oh, are you guys looking for the high school art exhibit? I think it's this way. They're kind of dispersed all over the place. So they were in on it, they knew, and so they directed me into that room, and I was digging in my heels. I didn't want to go.
I was dragging her at this point. I'm like, Jen, please, let's go back in this room. And she said, I don't want to go. And I'm like, oh literally one one hand on her elbow, you know, sort of forcing her into this room.
She's it's about like to scream child. Abuse, right?
Yeah. He's romantic. About to beat me!
Don't take me in there! I'm not going! Jerking that arm away. So, you don't touch me!
I was basically like that. And then he was like, but wait a second, look, and then pointed at the place where there's usually cards that describe the art, and there was a picture of the two of us, and at the top of it said, Bless the Broken Road, which is a song that I played for all of you guys in the Valentine's Day playlist and all that stuff. So it's a lyric to a song that means a lot to us. And so I saw that and I was like, wait a second, what's going on? I mean, am I telling the story right? Am I missing anything?
That's, you got it all.
Okay, so.
Yeah, that's every detail.
That's it. There it is.
That was a romantic setup.
So then once I saw the card on the wall, I was so confused. And I was like, wait a second. And then I turned back around and Grant was on one knee with the ring and said, will you marry me?
That's awesome.
So cute.
And then now in a split second, you must have a million thoughts in your head the way I've acted the last 3 hours.
I don't even know what I said right away. I think I said, I'm so sorry. I've been so mad at you. Right?
And I'm still waiting for a yes. I mean, I don't know if you're just a yes would be helpful.
So it goes proposal, apology, then you
then
say
answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I said yes. Yeah. And then I saw, you know, the student and her dad came forward. Maggie and her dad were there. And then two of Grant's best buddies, Zach and Kathy, were there. And they came forward and... They were the ones that were kind of mapping it all out and making it all happen.
But I want to talk also about further on where y'all went to go get your drink.
Yes. So we went downstairs. Maggie had done a painting for us, which was absolutely beautiful. It was really cool. So I got to see that. And then he was like, let's go to the restaurant, which is also what we did on our first date. We went to Table 1280 and had some lunch there on our first date. So he's like, let's go back. Let's have a glass of wine, whatever. I was like, whoo, good. Okay, great. So we get to the restaurant, and I went to the restroom, and so I'm like kind of trying to powder my nose because I'm an ugly crier, and I've been crying for a while, so excited, and trying to like pull it back together. Okay, got it. Okay, back together again. And at this time, I had no idea that there was something else happening. So we are walking back into the back, and we walk into the back room, and there is Grant's mom, Grant's brother and sister-in-law, and my parents were sitting there at the table. So I just absolutely lose it, like totally crying to see my parents. My dad cries. My mom's crying. Like everybody's so excited. And they had all been in, his mom and his brother and sister-in-law had all been in on the whole plan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You did it right, man.
So then I finally like pull it together. I stop crying again. I'm like, okay. So we sit down. They pour champagne at the table. We're all excited. And in walks my brother and his girlfriend from New York City. Grant had flown them in from New York. And so I lose it all over again, like crying hysterically.
Nice job, my
friend. So the entire family is there
for
it also.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Yes, congratulations.
Amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Here is Jessica. Good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Oh, my God. Y'all think y'all are sneaky. Is that the same Grant principal from over in Cobb County that she had a crush on like a year ago?
Yes.
Indeed it is.
It is.
Indeed it is.
Yay. I'm so happy for you guys.
It is destiny.
Thank you.
Principal Hadi. Yeah, this is, we've had Grant on before because he was the principal at a school that we helped out months and months and months ago that were trying to raise funds to go march in the inauguration parade in Washington, D.C.
I mean, we're talking about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Our producer Joanna is on line 5 and, oddly enough, working from home today.
Now, the side story here is that Joanna has been engaged and is getting married next May, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joanna.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited for you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so surprised.
The anger in my voice as well.
Now, is there any chance here, do you think, that Jen will be married before you are,
yes,
even though you got engaged before?
Absolutely. I think she'll be married before me.
What do you think will arrive first? Jen's wedding invitations or Joanna save the dates?
I think Jen will probably get married before I even send out my save the dates.
Yeah, I think so too, probably, yeah.
But the thing is, it's not a competition, and this is Jen's moment, and Joanna will have her moment, and we'll celebrate Joanna's moment.
Right.
I
true,
do
right.
think it's interesting, well, though, that Joanna is, you know, working from home where there's tequila that can be consumed without being judged. you know, as she updated. Look for misspellings on the website and forgotten words and things like, hey, here's the bitchy entertainment buzz.
Here's that hooker Jen's entertainment buzz. Hey.
Well, I don't want to get through the story without mentioning a thank you to Melissa Carter,
yep,
who knew the entire time and kept a huge secret and helped Grant plan the whole thing.
Awesome. That was smart, My boy, Grant.
Yeah, Grant, he had a mole on the inside the entire time.
Yes, Katie kept calling Grant my brother, like we're brother in arms, you know, so, because I knew.
Melissa, I was calling you my other girlfriend.
Well, because the thing is, I thought this is going to get to the point because Grant would be sitting with Jen and I would be texting Grant. He and I would have a conversation and Jen had no idea. And I said, she's going to start suspecting that you're cheating on her and then she's going to be shocked to find out it's me.
All right, Grant, have a great day and congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, awesome. Babe. Awesome.
Tracy sent me a text message and I wrote back, Jen is engaged, and she wrote, that's awesome. To who?
Did she really?
Congratulations, Jen. This is fantastic.
Right?
This is fantastic. And I'm glad to have been a part of it. Jeff's just mad he didn't know, and I did.
You will live that forever. Yes. That Melissa knew before he did. He is going to live with that forever. I
didn't know
it.
What was going on at all.
Because I'm the trustworthy one on the show.
Don't get carried away.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.